With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump is highlighting his endorsement of Texas Senator Ted Cruz as the incumbent senator is facing a tight race. Bob Agnew reports.
In a post on Truth Social, Trump calls Cruz, quote, one of the strongest senators in the country on border security. On the other hand, he calls Cruz's Democrat opponent, Colin Allred, a radical open border extremist who will put our country and safety last. According to an average of Texas polls compiled by the Hill Decision Desk HQ, Cruz leads Allred by 2.7 points. Bob Agner reporting.
Presidential hopefuls are out on the campaign trail with just 20 days left to go till Election Day. Kamala Harris stopped in Detroit to take part in a radio town hall aimed at black entrepreneurs. Former President Trump took part in an economic forum in Chicago before heading to Georgia to tape a Fox News town hall with an audience of women that will air on Wednesday. Early voting underway in two more states. Voters in Georgia can now head to the polls to cast their ballot, while Utah will start sending mail-in ballots to eligible voters. 46 states and D.C. have started some form of early voting. 13 more will begin as the week continues. Among those are key battleground states of North Carolina and Nevada. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel is warning the United Nations to remove its peacekeeping forces from areas in southern Lebanon likely to be hit by Israeli airstrikes. Journalist Josh Kroshauer says it's unlikely Israel will carry out any attacks that would increase tensions with the UN.
I think that something will be worked out. It would not be in Israel's interest to see any UN employees get hurt in any operations in Lebanon. But I think they're trying to work behind the scenes to make sure that that's the case.
This is SRN News. The Canterbury Tales gets a trigger warning.
In case you've missed it, a trigger warning is a statement added at the beginning of a text or speech or video letting people know that what follows might be disturbing. They're becoming pretty common these days, but some eyebrows were raised when the University of Nottingham attached a trigger warning to Canterbury Tales, warning that the 14th century classic contains, quote, incidents of violence and expressions of Christian faith. Some British clergymen and ministries are expressing dismay. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians around the world is at a peak that may have no precedent in modern history. But faith continues to spread. The Pew Research Center projects that by the year 2060, there will be 34% more Christians on Earth than there were in 2015. Experts say most of that increase will come in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. This is SRN News. Wall Street's recent surge hits a bump.
Stocks pulled back from their record highs on Wall Street as crude oil prices fell again and tech stocks sank. The S&P 500 lost 0.8% a day after setting its latest all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 324 points. That's also about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 1%. Chip stocks were broadly lower. Nvidia lost 4.7%. Broadcom fell 3.5%. Energy stocks fell along with oil prices. ExxonMobil and Chevron each fell about 3%. Treasury yields moved lower in the bond market. Yield on the 10-year Treasury note went down to 4.03%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Super Bowl's headed back to Atlanta. The NFL announced Tuesday the Super Bowl 62 will be played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. This will be the first time Atlanta will host the big game since 2019. New Orleans will host this year's game. More details at srnnews.com.